Good morning. My guests this morning are Stephen David Martin and Chuck Noland from, what shall I say you're from?
We're from the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center.
That's right.
And
okay.
The Raven Theater, Windsor.
Okay. The reason I'm bringing this up is because the play we're going to be talking about, Moonlight and Magnolias, is presently open at the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center playing through the 22nd and then reopening on June 26th and playing a weekend at the new Raven Theater, Windsor. I'll tell you how to get there before long. Okay, we don't want to necessarily go on and on about how you guys are recreating yourselves for the North County, but we should say really that the Raven Theater Company, headquartered in Healdsburg, is now going to also be playing out of Windsor. And for this particular show, at least, the run at the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center.
Exactly.
So talk about the show.
Well, it's a great show. It's based on Hollywood myth and legend and a little bit of fact about the making of Gone with the Wind. And as many people know, there was a troublesome production from the get-go. David O. Selznick, the producer, had a very specific idea of what he wanted for the movie. And they were actually 3 weeks into production when he decided that the director was wrong and that the screenplay wasn't working. So he shut down production for a week. So what this play is about allegedly what happened during that week that production was shut down. The concept of the play is David O. Selznick brings in Ben Hecht, who was a very famous script doctor who had come in a lot of movies. And he hired a new director, Victor Fleming, who was at that time directing The Wizard of Oz. So he pulls him off The Wizard of Oz and the Munchkins, drags him into his office, closes the door, and he has his secretary, Miss Poppingold, bring in bananas and peanuts, and they stay in there locked up for 5 days until they have a new screenplay for Gone with the Wind.
Wow.
Bananas and peanuts being brain food, according to Selznick.
Yeah.
I think if I could be reborn, I would like to be reborn as someone in Hollywood in the 30s. It must have been so much fun.
You have to think it was a pretty magical time because it was still a young industry. And Selznick really wanted to create art, pieces of art. And he was bound and determined. You got that. And I think those days are gone where one guy gets into his head that he's going to make the best damn movie he can, no matter what it takes. I think those days, unfortunately, may be gone. Now, Chuck works in movies and TV, so you may be able to...
Yeah, it's like now you're not dealing with one person. You're not even dealing with a studio anymore. You're dealing with a conglomo of, you know, General Electric, somebody. And so there's always a board of, you know, a board of people.
Very infrequently, I think you have one person making all of the creative decisions.
Very.
So, Chuck, what's your role in this production?
This role, I play the director, Victor Fleming, who comes in. Supposedly a good friend of Clark Gable's, who's in the film.
Clark Gable? Is Clark Gable in the play?
Not in the play.
Oh,
no,
you're
stuck
sorry.
With David O. Selznick. I play David O. Selznick. and a talented actor, Matt Farrell, plays Ben Hecht. And a lovely and talented woman, Angela Squire, plays Miss Poppingold, my secretary. So it's just four people.
Oh, so it's none of the stars.
No. You're stuck
it's
with
all
us. It's all behind the scenes.
It's sort of like Hollywood's version of Noises Off.
It's kind of
Hollywood's
version of Noises Off. Yes, there are some aspects to that.
What's some of the history of this show? You said it's by Ron Hutchinson.
Ron Hutchinson, and I've got to be honest with you, I don't know how old the play is. It's not that old. It was written in the last 10 years, and it's been successful almost every place it's been performed. I think one of the things people like about it, especially people of a certain age who know Gone with the Wind, the movie or the book, will get it. And there's so many references to the characters and the script and what's happening and what they have to take out from the book and leave out of the movie. There's a farcical aspect to it. Even if you don't know anything about Gone with the Wind, I think you're going to appreciate the relationship of the characters.
Does anybody say, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn?
Oh, Roland, that's a spoiler alert. I can't say that. I will tell you one line for it that's based on fact, is that Margaret Mitchell, the author of Gone with the Wind, at one point suggested that Groucho Marx should play Rhett Butler. That's in the play, and that's fact.
And that is a fact.
That's wonderful.
That's why you want, you know, writers out of the picture sometimes.
Well, thanks, you guys, for coming in. Let's tell people really quickly that Moonlight and Magnolias is presently playing at the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center, and on June 26, we'll switch to the Raven Theater in Windsor. For the Cloverdale performances, you can go to cloverdaleperformingarts.com. And for the Windsor performances to Raven Theater www.roland.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.